And welcome to the Sportscast, May 11th, 2019. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, iTunes, and we're on Facebook, like our Facebook page. And if you're on iTunes, please subscribe, leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And, of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for all the news and podcasts of what's going on. Today we have our first-time guest on the show, Kalu Borden. I actually met him on Twitter about, I think, a month or 2 months ago. It depended, I think, when the playoffs were starting, like the NBA playoffs, not the NHL. And he has some great analysis, and his bio reads, I'm 17 years old, born December 14, 2001. I attend second school for journalism. I'm currently in the 11th grade. I have aspirations to be the face of ESPN. Kalu, welcome to the Sportscast.
Thank you. Thank you. It's a pleasure meeting you. It's a pleasure meeting you. I'm really honored to have this opportunity to use your platform to talk about the Rockets and Warriors, and also my bio and what I look forward to doing in the future.
Kalu, can you tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
I'm 17 years old. I currently attend the secondary school for journalism. It's in Brooklyn. It's in Brooklyn, New York. And ever since I was little, growing up in a family around males, I always found like an interest in sports. And I feel like through sports, I could achieve so many goals, such as being in the hip-hop industry, etc. So I really like just always been fascinated around sports, like what they do for the community, and also what they like what they do and how they're driven by the profession.
And you're from New York City, right?
Yes, New York City.
So which sports teams? Which sports teams do you root for? Kalu?
In the fall, I like football. In the fall, I like football and basketball.
Yeah.
And in the summer, I like baseball. I was up in the NBA. Also, I'm a huge March Madness fan. So those, and also sometimes like when it's a big event like golf, I watch golf. I was a huge Tiger Woods fan.
And who are your sports teams?
So for baseball, I like the Yankees. For basketball, I like the NBA. For college basketball, I like Duke. For the NFL, I like the Packers. And for WNBA, I like the Sparks.
And who's your NBA team again?
The Lakers.
The Lakers. So you're a Kobe fan?
Huge Kobe fan.
Now, are you still a Laker fan with LeBron? I mean, are you a LeBron fan? Or?
Yeah, LeBron fan. Scoring up our coaching search, and we're all over the place. Just organizational dysfunction.
Yeah,
it's really.
Yeah, which is starting to look like the New York Knicks or the Cleveland Cavaliers a little bit, but
I actually think we're worse because we have a great player in LeBron James who just signed for us in 4 years for another 3 years, and we're thinking about trading him after a year. I think we need to,
I think we're actually
in a worse situation. Yeah,
yeah, that's pretty crazy to trade one of the best players in the world and he can't put it together. They were trying to get Ty Lue, but I think Frank Vogel's looking good for the position right now.
Yeah, I think I don't have a problem with like who they're gonna hire. It just has to be I feel like a pecking order. I feel like there's a lot of people involved, and it's just not. It just doesn't seem like a pecking order, and it just seems like the Lakers want to hire, you know, the coaching staff for them, and I think that's not really the way to go about it. If you're going to hire the coach, you're going to trust them to put their own staff together that's going to best assemble for the team going forward.
Yeah, I think the Lakers haven't had a good coach since Phil Jackson.
True.
Anyways, let's get back into business here. Last night, the Golden State Warriors defeated the Houston Rockets 118-113. It was one heck of a game. Golden State did not have Kevin Durant. Rockets had a full squad, really healthy, and they won the series 4-2 earlier than expected. People thought we're going to come down to Game 7. Kalu, what were your thoughts about last night's game?
I thought that the Rockets came out really sluggish last night in the first quarter. I mean, I never, like, when you're in your home crowd, I always feel like you should take advantage of your home crowd. And I never felt like the Rockets got going early. I felt like a lot of offensive rebounds early by Kevon Looney. I felt like he played really good off the bench. 14 points, 6 of 8 field goal. four offensive rebounds. I felt like that was really, along with Klay Thompson doing the scoring. I also feel like with Steph Curry picking up two personal fouls early, the Rockets didn't necessarily do a good job of taking advantage of the Warriors' second unit. When you watched last night, Klay Thompson was really on fire. He finished with 27 points, 10 of 20 field goals, 7 of 13 from three. I feel like the Rockets really didn't take advantage of that time when Steph Curry was out. I also feel like it being tied at 57-57 in the first half helped the road team, because you bring up three down 3-2 and you don't take advantage in the first half, that worked to Golden State's favor.
Yeah, Stephen Curry had 0 points in the first half.
Yeah.
And then he scored 33 points. Now, this Warriors team, obviously, you know, there's always that debate if they play better without KD or not. How do you look? Will this team without KD, can they go deep and win it?
I think they actually still can, still will be the favorite in the Western Conference Finals. Certainly, they're going to play with ball movement. I think they certainly can get past a Denver or a Portland team, because I think that they have more experience. And we saw that Andre Iguodala stepped up huge for them, 17 points. And I still think that they could be able to do it, because they still, their bench had only been averaging 10 points. But last night, their bench scored 33 points last night. So when capable, their bench still has the championship pedigree to be able to get it done. So when they're asked to be called upon, they can still get it done. You can see Steph Curry put in 33 in the second half. Klay Thompson scored 27. Their third leading scorer had 17 points. And Looney stepped up with 14 points, like I said previously. So I think they can still be the favorite in the Western Conference Finals, but I think they will have certainly a tougher challenge against the Toronto or Milwaukee team.
And it definitely had a game-saving feel last night. The Rockets, P.J. Tucker had 15 points. James Harden had 35. Chris Paul had 27. Clint Capella had 10. How do you see this roster, this team of the Rockets this year? You know, obviously they slipped. They were second seed last year. Now they're in fourth this season. What changes should they make? What is the future of the Rockets looking? Kalu? Oh, sorry, guys. Kalu went off the grid a little bit.
Please leave your message for 3-4.
Hold on. Sorry, guys. Kalu's calling me back. Let me call you back. We're talking about the Warriors. And actually the Rockets and what the future entails. I think the Rockets have a good team, but they need more pieces. It feels like just Warriors is just a complete team, you know, and it's just the best team. Kalu.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, like we were talking about, you know, that, like this Rockets team, they might be the best team that could, you know, was able to stop against Golden State, but Golden State is way complete. What do the Rockets need? I mean, what is the future of this Rockets team, you think?
I mean, I'm not sure what the future of this Rockets team. I think, obviously, Chris Paul is locked and loaded for the next 3 years. So I'm not sure really where – I'm not sure how the Rockets can get drastically improve this team. I mean, James Harden's going to be here. Your core guys like James Harden and Chris Paul is going to be here for the next thing. Mike D'Antoni isn't going anywhere. They're still going to shoot the threes. Daryl Morey is still one of the most innovative GMs in the league, in my mind. I'm not sure where they can improve, but I do have one suggestion that the Rockets can do. They can, I was talking about it yesterday, I think they can gauge the market for Clint Capella. I think that they can see one of the avenues that they can do is see what they can get for Clint Capella. Also, they could, I know this may not be popular, but they could also possibly see what they can do by trading Clint Capella and Eric Gordon together and see what they possibly can get. And also, I think that next year we're going to see Harden do a couple workload management games. Harden's 30 years old. I don't think he's going to play as many games next year. I think he'll play around 70, 75 games next year. I think I think you see him in fewer games next year. Part of the reason why is because obviously the last 5 years, a lot of strain on his body in the playoffs. He had that eye injury this year. So I think you'll see less games from Harden next year to preserve himself for the playoffs.
Yeah, James Harden, you know, typically everyone says he's a great regular season player, but not a good playoff clutch player. You know, we saw some glimpses of it, you know, early in the series. But obviously, you know, this Rockets team was the last hope to, you know, to clinch out the Warriors. But the Warriors is just a complete team. They're deep. And even without KD, I mean, they're still that good. In the West, obviously, we have the Nuggets and the Blazers as well. How do you see that series?
I think I've personally picked the Nuggets in seven. I think the Nuggets are better than Portland. I think they're more deeper. I think outside of Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, I think the Nuggets 1-10 is better. I like Jokic. Of course, I thought that the Spurs would win in the first round just because Denver simply doesn't have the experience. But I think Denver is battle-tested, playing that Game 7, the first round against San Antonio Spurs. It really helped them because I think they needed that to get a confidence for them and get that edge. So I personally would hope that it's Denver playing Golden State in the second round. I think that they can give them more of a challenge in the second round.
How do you see the Nuggets? Nuggets is so – I mean, this team, I can't figure them out. You know, at times I think they're going to lose against, you know, the Spurs, and then I can see them losing against the Blazers, but they just keep trucking.
I think part of it for Denver is, like, they don't have, like, the quote-unquote experience, and, like, they don't have that superstar player. But I think we all need to, pay attention to Jokic and Jamal Murray, because Jamal Murray, when he plays well, Denver goes as he plays. So I think that is really important. I also think that another important player for Denver is Gary Harris, because he provides that defense and he guards the best perimeter player for Denver.
The other Game 7 for tomorrow, which there's two Game 7s on Mother's Day, should be very exciting. Toronto and Philadelphia. At first, I thought Toronto might have could have won this series in six, but Philadelphia pushed it to Game 7. Is this a toss-up, or you think Toronto has this in the bag?
I think Toronto will win this series simply because Kawhi Leonard in Game 7, I think he's going to have one of those magnificent games. I also think Siakam having that extra rest. I feel like he struggled his last game. I'm a huge fan of him. I think he's the favorite for most improved. I think he's going to have a big game. I think Toronto's crowd's getting in it. I don't think Ben Simmons is going to have as good of a game as he had in Philly. I think Joel Embiid has been questionable the whole playoffs. I think that even if he has a big game, I think that him and Jimmy Butler would do well. But I think Ben Simmons is a huge question mark. So I'm going with Toronto. I think Kyle Lowry puts up at least 12 points, 7 assists. I think Toronto's bench play well. Marc Gasol plays well. Serge Ibaka plays well. And Toronto wins a close one in Toronto.
It'll be Toronto-Milwaukee. Milwaukee obviously had one heck of a series against Boston. They defeat them 4-1. Is Milwaukee a force to be reckoned with?
I think Milwaukee is a force to be reckoned with. I think people should take Milwaukee seriously, and I think Milwaukee does present a lot of problems. I like that Brogdon is back. He came off the bench. He should be huge for them in the Eastern Conference Finals. I like that he's back, and I think that Milwaukee presents a lot of problems because they're long, they're versatile. Their bench is good. I don't think they have a lot of household names as people are accustomed, but I think Milwaukee is a force to be reckoned with.
Yeah, Milwaukee, you know, with Giannis, is playing one heck of a ball, and obviously we won't predict, you know, for like the Eastern Conference Final who will get out of it, but Milwaukee is a strong candidate.
True.
Anyways, let's go to the whole Boston thing with Kyrie. Do you think Kyrie is probably going to leave Boston and play either for the Brooklyn Nets or the New York Knicks?
I think Kyrie is for sure leaving Boston. I think the whole year, I think Boston going to Eastern Conference Finals last year and all the comments that he's making, I think everything suggests him leaving Boston. And here's why I say this. Because last year, there was a lot of flow. Jason Tatum last year, Jaylen Brown, Terry Rozier, and the young guys really had an opportunity at a big stage to take on LeBron James. And I think that by them allowed them to get a confidence. Like, they don't necessarily need Kyrie. We all know how good Kyrie is, but like, they felt like we can do this on our own. And since they were that close to making it to the finals this year, they had that expectation, like, we got this on our own. And I think that really messed up Boston this year. So I think that reason is why he's going to be leaving. I think he goes to the New York Knicks.
Yeah, and obviously there's also rumors that Kevin Durant might go to the Knicks. Do you believe in that rumor?
Yeah, I think Kevin Durant is. I think it's pretty sure, but I think I don't normally, like, read all the rumors, but, like, every indication is he's going to the Knicks. I think there's too many stories that I think it's hard for – I think it would be hard for him to pass on going to the Knicks. I think he has a lot of business connections here. I think it's likely he ends up on the Knicks.
Even if he does join with Kyrie, I think that puts the Knicks in playoff contention, obviously. And, you know, we haven't seen that since ever since Carmelo Anthony was there. So, obviously, you know, if Durant does go to New York, I guess he might have that mindset that he may not win another championship. I mean, win a championship in New York, or I could be wrong.
I think it depends. I think Knicks fans, I think it depends on Tuesday night. I think that obviously is the first domino for the Knicks, because if they land that number one pick, they're going to draft Zion. I think if it lands outside of the top three, the first domino really for them is Tuesday night in their offseason.
That's correct.
That's
correct, because if they do get number one, they did tank for Zion last year, and they traded Porzingis out, so they definitely are eyeing towards Zion. And Zion is the heavily favored for number one. Whoever gets the number one pick will probably get Zion. But yeah, it's quite interesting, the developments of the NBA, and it feels like you know, a lot of these players leave, they come and go, and you know who's going to the Lakers. But what do you think about Kawhi? I mean, if Kawhi does. I mean, he's doing well in Toronto, but if he goes deeper, do you think he'll be more prone to stay in Toronto?
It's tough to really read Kawhi Leonard, but I think I don't see him as like a Laker type player. I think Kawhi Leonard is a quiet type. He just wants to go out there and hoop. Normally, like, you hear players like just want to go out there and hoop, like Kevin Durant said that, you know, I just want to play ball. But like, Kawhi Leonard truly wants to play ball, so I could see him as Clippers or Toronto. It's very tough to read a player like Kawhi Leonard, but I think it's Clippers or Toronto. And I think one of the most important things to Kawhi is loyalty. And I think whatever team provides him loyalty and the best chance to win, that's going to be the team that ends up with Kawhi.
DeMarcus Cousins is reported to come for the Western Conference Finals. How much of a help would that be for Golden State?
I think DeMarcus Cousins would be a huge help. The rich get richer. I think DeMarcus Cousins would be a huge help. He'll provide that inside presence, more rebounding. When possessions break down, when Steph and Clay can't get the ball, they can just dump it inside to DeMarcus Cousins, and he can go get them a basket. And I think that would be huge for them.
Yeah.
But defensively, with the quad, I think with Denver, in particular, Jamal Murray and Jokic, that could be a problem for DeMarcus Cousins.
Yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Obviously, I have not heard anything about Kevin Durant coming back. I guess he might, right?
Yeah, he's
it. Torn, he has a calf injury. So, I mean, which I heard calf injuries really hurt a lot. So we'll see how his comeback is. But you know, hey, if the Warriors keep winning without him, I mean, it's a win-win situation. Yeah. That is almost towards the end of our show. We usually have a random question, and the random question for you today is, who's your favorite Toy Story character, Kalu? Woody, Rex, Buzz, or Mr. Potato Head?
I don't like Toy Story.
You don't like Toy Story?
I don't like it.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't.
All power to you. Who is your favorite ESPN anchor?
My favorite ESPN anchor, I have a lot. I Sage Steele. So I think she does a good job.
I
also like Hannah Storm. I think Hannah Storm is great. She like represents like the female voices. So I think she's great as well.
Yeah. Obviously I watch ESPN because they're the best when it comes to sports news. And I watch SportsCenter AM. That's pretty much all I watch. But you probably watch more SportsCenter than
I do. Yeah.
Kalu, how can people reach you online to talk to you about sports?
They can reach me at Caillou Borden 12 on Twitter, on Instagram at Caillou B123.
You have a bright future. Hey, Caillou, you know, stay in school, you know, listen to podcasts, listen to ESPN, and I'm sure you have a bright career in sports.
Appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate you coming on to the Sportscast.
Thank you.